I'm making this thread 'cause it's my only thing I know to do. My friends and family been saying I should shut up and get over it already for months now. And just saying her name when talking makes them uneasy. If you got something better to do than read about typical X stuff, then you ought to do it. 'Cause this is gonna be whiny and emo and full of drama. I know my pain ain't much compared starving orphans who just seen their folks being killed, but that don't make me less sad. I wouldn't come here if I had someplace else to go, but I don't know nobody in real life who wants to hear it anymore, and I'm still not done talking about it. My hope is that someone reads this, knows how I feel, and will offer me some advice that they got helped by. 'Cause I've tried all the stuff I can think of, and I just keep falling back in. I wanna be free. I wanna forget Jenny. I wanna be happy. Here's a short, sad story about how I loved Jenny and lost her. It's not gonna seem short, 'cause it's not. Each of these points I could probably talk about for ages, 'cause Mama always told me that I can talk an awful lot when I get to talking. In summer 2005, I moved to Omaha, Nebraska after I'd lived in Las Vegas for 10 years. I hated Vegas, and I just got back in touch with my best friend from when I was a child. I had a girl I'd liked for about 5 years. I told her not to come more than once. This is important, I think. But she told me she was gonna move there with my help or without it. I helped her. I call this mistake number one. We went to live in the basement of the other friend I mentioned before. I paid rent, she didn't. I met Jenny, who's dating a friend of my best friend. Her boyfriend just told her he's been doing naughty things with other girls and getting some kind of sick from it. Jenny stays with him 'cause she moved here to be with him and 'cause she doesn't know how to stand up for herself or tell her folks she made a mistake and go back home. Jenny and I started talking between classes. I get funny feelings in my pants when I think about Jenny. My girlfriend of 5 years leaves me about 2 weeks after I met Jenny. Things go bad. That's all I've got to say about that. My ex goes from doing naughty things with me to doing naughty things with my friend of 15 years and sleep in his room after about a week. Everyone but me is crazy. Now, remember, these folks were like family when I was little. I thought of this kid like a brother, and they know my ex for only a couple months. So while she's doing naughty things with my friend and having a good old time, it doesn't stop all the crying whenever someone else is around. Finally, Jenny, my angel, the only one who has kept me from dying, offers to let me move in with her in her apartment. She just kicked her ex out, 'cause I convinced her to. I talked her through it. I was there for her when she needed me. I was a knight in shining armor. I pack my stuff in a garbage bag while Jenny waits for me outside. While I'm leaving, the ex yells at me for 2 hours, and I just stand there the whole time, 'cause I don't know what else to do. Mama always told me, it ain't nice to leave when someone's still talking to you. So 2 hours later, I go outside to meet Jenny. She's sitting in her car the whole time waiting for me. That was nice of her. Jenny's nice. About 2 weeks into living together, I asked Jenny to be my girlfriend. I've known Jenny for maybe 2 months. I've been dating her for maybe a week, and I've been broken up with my ex for about 5 years for almost a month. Now, I wasn't with my ex for 5 years because I loved her. I was with her for 5 years because She was my first girlfriend. I was dumb. She was mean. And I think I might have already said I was dumb. I started wondering if I made a mistake. Maybe Jenny weren't the girl for me. Maybe I'm letting the girl I was meant to be with slip away. So I do something dumb, and I'm doing naughty things with my ex. I know it weren't nice, but I was thinking of breaking up with Jenny before I did it, before I was even sure if it was gonna happen. I planned to break up with Jenny because I realized I'd move kind of fast, and even if it would work, it weren't gonna work because how it all happened. Jenny was out of town for a week for Thanksgiving, and not before she got back was the night it happened. I broke up with Jenny the next day in person. Jenny cried. I feel sad, but I'm scared I'm gonna lose my ex. And 5 years of being with her is longer than a month of being with Jenny. Jenny and I broke up, but we still live in the same apartment. I offer sleep on the couch. Jenny tells me she doesn't care, and that's all I got to say about that. I'll try to patch things up with my friend. I tell him what happened, and he don't believe me. More bad things happen, and she lies a lot. I finally understand what Mama always told me. I decide I don't like my ex anymore, so I leave. My friend got married to her about 6 months after that. I go back to Jenny. I don't take it slow. My mind feels clear. I know Jenny has done a lot for me. I love Jenny. She goes out of town to visit her folks for the holidays, and I get her new bedroom set for the apartment. Jenny is happy. We spend lots of time together. We get along good. I'm happy. Jenny makes herself sick a lot, and I don't like that part. But if it's what makes her happy, then I guess it's okay. So I try to ignore it. Jenny gets an email from my ex-friend. He tells Jenny about me doing naughty things with my ex. Jenny is sad. Jenny stays here for a year. But then she goes back to school where she used to live because her parents paid a lot of money to a school there. In high school, Jenny had a boyfriend who did mean and naughty things with Jenny that Jenny didn't want him to do. That's why Jenny's quiet a lot and doesn't make trouble. That's what Jenny told me. She told her folks about it, but they didn't believe her. Also, Jenny's dentist found out by her making herself sick and told her mom about it. Her mom thought it was stupid, which I think it kind of is. Jenny doesn't talk about it no more, because that's all she's got to say about that. We talk a lot on the phone and on the computer thing. Jenny came to visit in Christmas of 2007. I asked Jenny to marry me. She says she's not ready. After about an hour, things calmed down. Jenny tells me to ask her again when we finish school. May of 2008, Jenny came to visit again. That was the last time. It all seems fine to me. We did our usual thing. I took naughty pictures of her with no clothes, and we bought some naughty toys and games. Then Jenny left. I don't know why. The day Jenny left, I got an email. The email said she wants to take a break. A week later, I got this email.